Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. A new 800-acre business park for Sioux Falls is being built at the cross-section of Interstates 29 and 90. This is the 10th development park for the city, and it could employ more than 8,000 people once it's fully built. Yesterday, economic leaders and government officials, including Governor Dennis Dugard and Mayor Mike Huther, announced the new foundation park.
South Dakota, the Mount Rushmore state, where buffalo roam, hills roll, mountains are carved, and business booms. Today, at the intersection of two interstates, we're pioneering again, this time on a truly global scale, announcing South Dakota's first economic development megasite, Foundation Park. Over 800 acres of prime industrial real estate, centrally located at the crossroads of Interstates 90 and 29 in the Sioux Falls metro area.
That's some audio from the video by the Sioux Falls Development Foundation that kicked off yesterday's announcement of the new Foundation Park. SDPB's Kara Hetland was at the announcement, and she joins us here in the studio. And Kara, thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Happy to be here.
What money are we talking about here? How much money is involved here?
Well, the land itself, about 820 acres, is going to cost about $20 million. Okay, just to purchase the land and to get it ready. I believe the city's kicking in some of the utility costs and those kinds of things. They also need to upgrade the rail, because a big part of this is that it's going to have interstate access, air access, because it's very close to the Sioux Falls Regional Airport, and also Burlington Northern Santa Fe rail access as well.
Now, as I mentioned, this is the 10th development park for Sioux Falls. So why is this such a big deal?
Well, its location, like I said, interstate, air, and rail, all right there, okay? And so it's unique, though, also because everybody came together. All these groups came together to make this happen. You had the Governor's Office of Economic Development. You had the City of Sioux Falls. You have Forward Sioux Falls and the Sioux Falls Development Foundation, all with the same goal. About 200 people who are involved, who may have been landowners, who may have been site surveyors, who real estate agents, those kinds of people. But 200 people were at this announcement. So Slater Barr is the president of the Sioux Falls Development Foundation. He says the other 9 industrial parks are mostly full. Land is available in like little parcels of 5 acres, which is a lot of, it's a big space. But this foundation park is more designed for 40 acres or 100 acres or 200 acres. So he says there's going to be 2 phases in developing the land.
What we will do is we'll develop the southernmost part of the park first. That's the portion of the park that's under the, you know, south of the tracks, the railroad tracks. That'll be phase one. So we'll develop that first. And that alone, you know, could take, I mean, that could certainly take a decade or better.
They can fully develop
that. Yeah, to fully develop that. So in the meantime, we'll hold off that northernmost section for a mega project, for a very large kind of game-changing type project. At the time that we completely develop the southern part of the park, then we will be faced with a decision. We will either, you know, continue to hold it for a large project, or we may make the decision that we're going to continue the development as a more conventional industrial park on up into the northern part. But for the time being, we're reserving it into those 2 segments. I think what you're going to see in here is logistics, transportation, manufacturing, food processing. Those are all kind of industries that would be a good fit for a rail-served park like this.
Now, Slater Barr says that basically the project is still in the conceptual stage. And so the rest of this year, the rest of 2015, is going to be in the design phase. But the first thing he said that they're going to do is add signage and landscape. So it's appealing as you drive by the interstate, so you know that that's the future right there. And I do have to say, I forgot to mention earlier that the state is kicking in $11.5 million. $8.5 million is the largest ready loan awarded to a project, and that's $8.5 million. And then the governor gave a future fund grant in the amount of $3 million. That's all going towards paying for the land, according to Slater Barr.
Now, you mentioned, and Slater Barr mentioned, that this project is still in its conceptual mm-hmm. stage. Mm-hmm. So have they found any tenants yet? Is anyone going to move into this area?
Yeah, they announced that Logistics Buddy is a company that has been in Sioux Falls since about 2010, is going to build a 600,000-square-foot climate-controlled warehouse in this new foundation park. It's going to take up about 34 acres of land and have about a $70 million footprint. And so Logistics Buddy is basically a trucking company, full service, travels around. So what they're building is a climate-controlled warehouse, and they're going to partner with the Fruit Club, and this is a business that's been in Sioux Falls just for a couple of years, and it brings fresh fruit directly from the orchard, directly to families, and the corporate headquarters is in Sioux Falls. And this year alone, they're on track to sell 3.5 million pounds of fruit this year in Sioux Falls throughout 10 states, about 100 cities that they travel to. So people can just buy fruit in bulk directly from the orchard, and that's all part of this logistics. And they're going to use this warehouse, this climate-controlled warehouse, to help store the fruit and move the fruit. There you go.
But this warehouse isn't the mega
they're
project.
They're not the mega project.
This isn't the mega project.
No, they're not. So we're hearing about the mega project, and a lot of the ads that you're going to hear, they're going to say the mega. They're you're going to use that
word
term.
Mega.
It's all over that 2.5 minute video that we only played a small clip out of, but mega is it all over it. So Slater Barr talked a little bit about the mega project. There's a little bit of a history, but they're reserving 200 acres with rail access for the mega project. And here's Slater Barr with some of the backstory.
Well, we started about 3 years ago chasing the very large project and assembling land. And then I would say, we had a board retreat. And we're approaching probably a year and a half ago or so when we held that retreat. And I posed the question to the board, you know, where do we go from here? We have several hundred acres under option, and we presented our case for creating a more expanded footprint than we've had in the past. The types of projects that we're seeing as a community are larger, more complicated, increasingly requiring larger footprints, not a 5-acre site, you know, but a 40-acre site. You know, and a number of them that wanted rail or access to rail. And so it just made sense to us to continue to forge ahead and to try to assemble the rest of this site, leading to the announcement today.
So basically they were approached by a company for all of these things, for the two interstates, rail and air. They were approached 3 years ago, but because of the economy, because they didn't have it ready, it kind of all fell through. So basically, they had to make the decision, do we build it and they'll come?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
kind of an attitude.
So they build it.
They build it.
How are they going to find people to show up to come to start?
The reason I'm here and not Slater Barr is because he's busy. So basically, they are sitting around, or they're taking people around. They're called economic site selection consultants are what they're called. And these are people who are hired by businesses to go travel around and find the perfect site. So there were at least a half a dozen site selection consultants in Sioux Falls yesterday at this announcement. And today they are touring. They're touring the city. They're meeting with officials. They're talking about what some of their clients need and if that's all being part of it. So again, it's all still in the conceptual phase, and they're hoping that reaching out to these individuals, and we're talking, these are people from Dallas, Denver, Chicago, that were here for this announcement.
You're listening to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with SDPB News Director Kara Hetland about yesterday's announcement about a new 800-acre business park for Sioux Falls. It's being built at the cross-section of the Interstates 29 and 80. It's called Foundation Park. So, Kara, we've got the land. They're looking for the companies.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing right now. They're out there looking for the companies. You got to have people to work there.
Right.
How do you find the workers now?
Well, so this fits in together with an earlier announcement that happened to get the workforce ready for manufacturing jobs. So it's like they knew this was coming, right? They've been working on it for 3 years. So Governor Dugard, philanthropist T. Denny Sanford announced the Build Dakota partnership earlier. And so South Dakota has the second lowest unemployment rate. The governor calls it a double-edged sword because the pool of workers, it's already a small pool. And he says businesses can't expand because skilled labor is lacking. Businesses won't come here. So the Build Dakota Scholarship is going to pay for full tuition at the state's four tech schools. T. Denny Sanford is contributing $25 million to the scholarship. The state is matching that donation. Each are putting in about $5 million a year for 5 years. And the governor says it should pay tuition for about 300 students a year. So they're starting this program. The students can start next school year is when this starts. But the only stipulation is the students then have to stay and work in South Dakota for 3 years after they receive their degree. And here's some audio of the governor talking at yesterday's announcement about manufacturing.
It's an announcement like today that reminds us that in particular, manufacturing is very alive and well in South Dakota and in Sioux Falls. This is a great time to do business in South Dakota, including in the manufacturing arena. In 2014, we've seen record capital investment in manufacturing in South Dakota, even as many states and the nation see declines in manufacturing jobs in some parts of the last decade. South Dakota has, but for a very short time during the recession, seen steady growth in manufacturing. And all the jobs in manufacturing that we lost for a short time during the recession, we've regained and then some since then. In 2014, we saw the third largest capital investment in South Dakota manufacturing since 1955, 60 years of manufacturing since we've been keeping records. Something to celebrate. Last year alone, we saw 352 manufacturers expand in South Dakota, either by adding new workers or investing in their companies. Almost half a billion dollars invested in buildings, land, and equipment by manufacturers in South Dakota. So if anyone tries to tell you that manufacturing is dead in America, they are wrong. It is alive and well in South Dakota, and it isn't low-quality manual labor manufacturing jobs. It's highly automated, sophisticated, robotic manufacturing jobs that you see in South Dakota. All this while in many other states, the manufacturing industry is still trying to regain the jobs they lost during the recession. That's incredible. So that's why, as they say, we are going to double down on manufacturing, not simply because it has helped build our state and this nation, but because of its potential to bring high-quality, high-paying jobs to our state and its citizens. Our manufacturing workforce is dependable and productive, and we need to tout that more often.
And as the governor says, the state is open for business.
The land.
The land.
Now, are the landowners there? Are they happy to sell this and, you know, for the foundation park there?
You know, the landowners were there. They were thanked. They were celebrated. They had group pictures taken. You could hear a lot of that noise standing right by Slater Bar when all the landowners were having their photo op taken in front of a little selfie wall. But, you know, I didn't really speak to a lot of them because it's all farmland. It was many, many families I think a half a dozen or so that sold their land. I did ride in the elevator with a landowner, and I was eavesdropping on another conversation they were having with somebody else in the elevator.
Wasn't eavesdropping, you were reporting.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I was being me. And the woman said, well, ours is the land with the big plum trees. There you go, plum trees. She's like, I used to make jelly all the time picking plums from those trees. So I inserted myself because, you know, it was an eight-story ride.
8-foot ride. You can take the steps.
Anyway,
at 8 feet.
I know. It was an 8-story ride. So I said, so what's going to happen to those trees? Because she seemed a little emotional that they're going to go away. And she's like, well, they'll just get plowed under, I'm sure. And I said, well, couldn't you transplant one? And she goes, nah, they're too big. The fruit's too big. So in her mind, it was time.
So what's good news for Sioux Falls, bad news for the plum trees?
Bad news for the plum trees and the jelly.
And the jelly, no more jelly. All right, well, Kara, thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday.
You bet, happy to be here.